It's 4 minutes past 9 here on Radio Woodstock International. Many thanks to Lewis for opening up the station this morning. That's Lewis Nieto, our producer here. We're on the air for 4.5 hours today. Taking you through until 1:30 this afternoon. Don't forget, during the course of this program, you can give us a telephone call. Request dedication or name check, and of course we can always put you through on the air live, because this is Radio Woodstock live on 7315. Telephone number to ring if you want to is 0324 714 953. Once again, that telephone number 0324 714 953.
Mike Jones.
Oh boy, get myself in the right mess before we even start in. David Bowie.
Do you remember a girl before? It's such a lovely song. I've heard a rumor from ground control.
Oh no, don't say it's true.
They got a message from the action man.
Two Ashes, a record which stayed for 2 weeks at number one for David Bowie. But he didn't stay for longer, but never mind. Can't always get all the good records at the top, I suppose. Let's go back in time right now. The golden year of 1970. And in that year, Three had this one out. Golden classic, All Right Now.
There she stood in All right now. All right.
American and Domino's there, and Layla. Well, we just had a telephone call from Sweden, we do believe. Hello.
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 Hello there. Where are you phoning from?
From Sweden, a place called Sandviken.
Whereabouts is that?
Well, almost in the middle of Sweden.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reception like in your part of the world then?
Well, rather good, really.
Rather good. What kind of receiver do you use then?
What?
What kind of receiver do you use?
Grundig.
A Grundig, uh-huh. And, you've been tuning in since the start of transmissions, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name, by the way?
Peter Harnett.
Peter?
Harnett.
Harnett.
H-E-R-N-E-R.
Harnett. Yeah? Okay, you enjoying the program so far?
Yeah.
Okay then. Would you like any special record playing or say hello to anybody or anything like that?
Well, I don't know if anybody's listening, but I'd like to... Well,
we hope that somebody's listening.
Well, can you play, The Winner Takes It All, ABBA?
The Winner Takes It All, ABBA. I'm not sure if we've got it, but if we can find it, then we'll play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then. It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, right. Bye.
Generation X there, one called Ready, Steady, Go. Takes the time on Radio Woodstock to 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Say hi to Peter from Central Sweden once again. Sorry, we can't seem to find anything by ABBA. Nothing at all, but we'll see if we can find anything a bit more suitable for you.
Okay, right.
Last week, or shall I say 2 weeks ago, when Radio Woodstock was last on the air, Louis Niezel was playing this record, and the transmitter blew up, and he liked this record so much he didn't even notice it was on fire. Thank you. One called All Around the World. Takes a time on Radio Woodstock to 25 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you'd like to give us a telephone call, the phone rings every now and again. The telephone number to ring is 0324 714 953. Also, if you're calling from abroad, if you dial your international telephone exchange code, then the dialing code for Scotland is 44, the area code is 324, and the telephone number 714 953. Once again, if you're calling from abroad, dial your international telephone exchange plus this number, 44-324-714-953. Okay, right. We'll be repeating it a bit later on in the programme in case you didn't catch it that time, so you can get yourself a pen, a bit of paper and jot it all down. Golden classic right now to beat all golden classics. It's the Stones, and Let's Spend the Night Together.
I'm a man, I'm a mountain crab. rushing back to yesteryear.
She loves you, yeah, yeah. Think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. And she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you heard her though. She almost lost. But now she says she knows.
Beatles, of course, golden classic there. One called She Loves You. Well, we've got Mike Evans on the telephone, I do believe. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Hello. How's reception in your part of the world?
It's very, very good, actually. It's about 20 dB over 9, and that is getting rather technical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't understand that. What's that in simpo?
it's about all the fours, I should say, with a few fives slung in for good measure.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's about 4-5 signal strength.
Now then, I do believe that you run a certain magazine, don't you?
Yeah, I run a CB magazine.
Breaker 1-9 for a coffee, come on.
Something like that, although it's 1-4 here in London.
1-4, is it?
Yeah, it is 1-4. It's a long, drawn-out story, actually. When Skyphones, the under milliwatt handhelds, first came into the country, there wasn't anything else but Channel 14 crystals in them.
Yeah, well, I must admit, a couple of weeks ago, we were trying to get a radio station going. We were using a CB for that, and we had 1-9 and 1-4.
Yeah, oh, you had a two-channel rig, did you?
Yeah, that's right. It broke
my... What's the activity like there and up in Scotland, club-wise, do you know?
What, in CB terms, or
in
what?
In CB clubs, yeah.
I've absolutely no idea, to be quite honest with you. I've just come up from England on Friday.
Uh-huh. I know there is, you know, quite a few. There's a guy called Ron Warwick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Who runs a club up there. Well, I'd say good morning to my wife, who's lying in bed reading the Sunday papers and eating her toast and drinking her coffee.
Oh,
hello, Wendy.
Nice.
Stamp on the floor if you can hear me. I'm one floor down, you see.
Yeah, right, okay.
I might give a plug to this magazine, of course.
Go on, then.
If that's possible.
We're going to charge you for this, you know.
All right. Well, don't forget my offer that we spoke about privately. I'll let you have them cut price.
Gee, thanks.
Very cheap.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right, for all the listeners out there, this is Mike Evans, who produces a magazine called Bandstand. It costs 37p, and that's including the postage.
That's a fairly weird price, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's going up soon. But they better get in quick, because we're going glossy, hopefully. I've put it in the hands of a printer.
Mm. Yeah.
The promise is to bind us up properly and go glossy.
Mm.
So get in quick before it goes up to 33. The all-important mailing address, if you're interested in Citizens Band Radio, General Public Radio, CB Radio, we're campaigning for the legalisation of Citizens Band Radio in the campaign. In point of fact, there's been some marches and demonstrations, and it's got a following of about 250,000 people, we believe.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of the numbers game. I've been eating peanuts, actually, and I'm choking myself this morning. What a time to eat peanuts in the morning. But anyway, the all-important mailing address, and please copy this down in its entirety, listeners, is Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And Evans is spelt E-V-A-N-S for the continental listeners. They never have V out there, you know, they have double V, which is R-W. Anyway, Mike Evans, stop messing about, is B-M, Bravo Mike, B-M Bandstand, and then London WC1V6XX. That's six X-ray here in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
If you're writing from abroad and you want a sample copy, would you please include close two international reply coupons? Okay, there you go.
Okay, I must admit, Mike, I knew that address already.
Yeah.
I was writing it down before you even said it.
Right, okay.
I thought we'd just make you say it on the air for fun, alright?
I'm glad you took my points on your dialing codes of last time you was on.
Yeah.
Because you were giving out the number, and which I might just as well repeat, which is 0324-714-953.
Is that from memory?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, the first call we had actually was from Sweden, which was amazing, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to be on the 49 metre band. I was a guy called Gary Stevens on BBMS.
On what station again?
BBMS, Britain's Better Music Station.
Yeah, that used to be an offshore station as well.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Well, I'm no chicken. Let's say that I'm 37 years old.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You got any records, by the way, by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Have we got any records by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Lewis?
I have to look in the oldies.
You'll have to look in the oldies.
Or Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah, we do have Buddy Holly.
We've got some Buddy Holly. We'll have to see if we can dig it out.
I think what I'd like to hear, if he's got it, Wishing.
Wishing?
Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll see what we can do for you. It's been nice speaking to you. I think Lewis will get back to you.
Yeah, because we're hogging the line. It took me about an hour and a half to try to get through to you last time, so I know what it's like.
Right,
anyway,
okay.
Write to me with regards to those offers.
Okay. Yeah, it's been nice.
I'll stand by for you. Cheers, thanks for letting us have the airtime.
It's been nice to speak to you, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, you too.
Right,
bye.
Bye.
sweet lord. Golden classic from the year of 1970. Takes the time on Radio Woodstock to exactly 19 minutes before the hour of 10 here in Great Britain. Oh, what a wonderful day it is here in Falkirk. Oh, for a change, we can look up at the sky and see the sun just beaming through. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. Oh. People are phoning up right, left and centre, which is nice. If you'd like to give us a call, the telephone number to ring is 0324 714 953, and maybe we can put you on the air.
Get away from my window. Stay away from my bush gal. Let me pour you a good long drink. Ooh, baby, don't you forget.
There, and one called Tonight's the Night.
Show me you're the one, 'cause a woman is the kind. for me, 'cause I know about you, babe, and it's written on a page of the memories that I say.
Show me you're a woman.
Well, quite a long time ago, actually, we had a phone call from Joe at Radio Utopia. Said, can we give them a mention because they're on the air at 10 o'clock? I don't know, telling people to tune away. But if you would like to tune to Radio Utopia, they're on at 10, okay? Yeah, that's if you get a bit fed up with Radio Woodstock. Anyway, the producer of this wonderful radio station, Lewis Niedel, is right beside me now, and he's going to say something. I don't know what, but here we go.
Oh, I'm just going to say anything, actually. I really hope you do enjoy the program so much. We have a lot of things going on here in the studio. The time right now is 10 to 10, and it's time to play a lot of music. Later on in the program, we're going to play a demo tape from Chris Pick. That's after that record that I'm going to be playing right now. And
right.
Well, I really hope you do enjoy the program. And from 11 o'clock, Brian McMullen is going to be with you, playing all the pop sounds and Family Fevers and all the disco sounds. So stay tuned up to that time, and I really hope you do enjoy the program. And I just leave off to you.
Right, okay then. Don't forget that telephone number, which I promise for people abroad, if they'd like to give us a telephone call, then if you ring your international telephone dialing exchange, right, for example, in West Germany, the dialing code's 00 for the international telephone exchange, in Holland it's 09, and then if you dial this number afterwards, then you'll get through to us. 44324 714 953. Once again, dial your international telephone exchange and then 44324 714 953. Golden Classic right now, Spencer Davis Group.
Keep on running.
Spencer Davis group there, one called Keep On Running. Wonder what they're going on about, actually. Rather weird. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, you may remember, we played a demo tape from a guy by the name of Chris Pitts. Well, Lewis and myself are sort of doing some weird things to this tape, and it sounds a little bit different now. So I'll tell you what. Chris, if you're listening, see what you think of it now. We've changed it slightly. Anyway, the song is written by Chris himself, and it's one called The Old Book.
Well, if the autumn leaves in all the dreams of an old friend of mine, I do believe I can hear him speaking. All the days that gone with summer in the window when you always stood staring out the cool light evening and the moonlit right inside her room. Losing time, making rhyme. Oh, it's a night mystery. Laying the footstone, carving out their own name behind the walls of their own history. What about be a man, as you know your line, leaving the place alone in your game, but on the stage you made out real fine. Calling winds have answered me, each time I come to your door, and as I reached out to make a sound, maybe my ears did like it, but I heard them roar. Turn the pages of the old book. I let the autumn leaves in. All the dreams of an old friend of mine. I do believe I can hear him speaking.
Nearly let the next record run in there. That was Chris Pitts there, and a rather nice one, written by his old fair hands. One called The Old Book. Why do records always have to finish when I've got a mouthful of bread? That's what I'd like to know. I'm here eating the breakfast at the moment, because we all got up late on the station, we're all trying to get the programme together, and we're trying to eat at the same time. Never mind. Right, okay then. For Joe in Newport, we've been neglecting your request, which we've had for a long time. You wanted a bit of Elvis Presley, so here we go.
Would you like to be a little circus clown? And you could wear a smile instead of a frown. How would you like to be a little kangaroo, hopping up and down? And I could hop with you. Come on and smile a little, hop a little, hop a little, smile a little, hop a little bit with me. Smile a little, hop a little, hop a little, smile a little, hop a little bit with me. Oh, ho, ah, ha, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
would you like to be? A little buzzing bee instead of a tree. You could buzz around me. How would you like to be? A little mockingbird, and you could sing me songs like I never heard. Come on and buzz a little, sing a little, sing a little, buzz a little, sing a little bit with me. Buzz, buzz, buzz a little, do re me a little, buzz a little, sing a little bit with me. Oh ho, ah ha. La 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 la. Oh ho, ah ha, la 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 la. Would you like to be a little baby bear, and you could hug me tight anytime you care? How would you like to be a little dancing? And you could dance with me every time I call.
To say the least. That's Elvis Presley.
Oh,
how would you like to be? Texas time on Radio Woodstock to exactly 10 o'clock in Great Britain.
This is Radio Woodstock International. If you'd like to write to us, this is our address. Radio Woodstock International, 23 Simpson Street, Camelot, Falkirk, in Scotland. Once again, the address is 23 Simpson Street, Camelot, Falkirk, in Scotland. If you'd like a reply, please don't forget to enclose return postage. Stump
just below the United Kingdom, or an international reply coupon from Europe. Right then, for Mike Evans of the Bandstand magazine, he wanted to hear a bit of Buddy Holly, if at all possible, so here we go with one of his greatest hits, one which you must all recognise, Peggy Sue.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy
love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
That's Buddy Holly there, and one called Peggy Sue, believe it or not. Right, okay, the producer, Mr. Lewis Nettle, is in the studio. He wants to say something again. Come on, man.
Well, I'm just coming quite close up to the microphone now. A very good morning to each one who listened to the program this morning. I really hope you do enjoy the program so far. There's a lot of things going on here in the studio. And I hope you do enjoy the program. It's a lovely sunshine day in here in Falke, where there's much different from yesterday.
Yeah, it makes a bit of a change, doesn't it?
Yeah. Most of the time when we're in the air here in Falke, it's actually raining, and sometimes it's really heavy, you can't even see anything. The air was sky all over the place. But never mind, today is a lovely, lovely weather. Lovely and shining. I also want to mention something. We have a very good friend of mine. He sent a lot of recordings sometimes, and he wrote the script for the news for this morning program. Well, I don't know. I have a little boy who's about 2 years old, and I don't know where he actually hide them. So I can't find them anywhere. So we can't actually read the news for this morning program because we can't find the papers. Actually, we were looking all over the place.
Yeah, we've lost it actually. Also, might I just say this guy is also a friend of mine from quite a few years back. You know who you are. You say you don't want your name mentioning over the radio, okay? But you know who you are, and if you want to get in touch with me, well, you probably won't ever find me again because I've moved.
Well, you know what I mean. All the boys from Falke. There. Yeah, wait a minute. Anyway, if you want to listen to a lot of pirate radio station and the Chor Wave Band, we have a lot of radio station names and frequencies here in Scrub there.
Which you want me to read in a minute, okay?
Right.
In just a minute. But first of all, one thing which this guy did send us, in fact, is a recording which might tell you a little bit more about a certain TV program which features a guy by the name of J.R. Ewing. Everybody seems to know him. I've never seen that program, you know. But everybody seems to hate this guy, and there's a record here about, who shot JR, and they actually tell you who it is, you know. Well, I say they're gonna do anyway. I'll tell you what, let's play it, huh? Yeah.
Now, JR's married to Sue Ellen, who likes a drink or two, and she's having an affair with Dusty, who's supposed to be dead, but he ain't, you see. Now, JR on the side's going out with Kristen, who's trying to blackmail him. Now, she's Sue Ellen's sister. He's got a couple of brothers, too. There's Gary, who's Lucy's daddy, and Bobby, you know, the man from Atlantis. Please. He's married to Pamela, his father's sister. Now, their daddy, all diggers, is in partnership with Jock. That's J.R., Gary, and Bobby's daddy, who's married to Miss Ellie. Anyhow, the
poor old J.R., lying there on the floor. He was such a nice bloke, but somebody shot J.R. Sue Ellen, we know, had a gun in her hand. It's like a full of lip balm.
Welcome to Dallas, where you can meet such a lot of interesting money. Now, the main dude's been plugged. Somebody shot him through the wallet. Now he's been took down. Or maybe he ain't, but we do know who done it. We're going to tell you later on.
They said he's not leaving home, 'cause he's planning the cash. And he is so mean, he bought a $9
Now,
but he couldn't get far,
but
he got outside, JR
flogged
his car.
Now, poor old JR's lying, fooling them all, I'm taking bets on the side who done it. 5-2 Miss Ellie, 10-1 on Daddy, 13-2 Albert Tadlock, 200-1 the Lone Ranger, even Nicholas Parsons, 9-5 the Incredible Four.
Yeah.
Harry
Wonderman say, whether guilty or not, but if he had his way, I'm sure he was shot. Play to your bet, I know someone who did. They will lose everything, because they said it was his instead.
Now don't go getting excited. I want to tell you who's doing it now. I can categorically say that it was.
Well, they said they were going to tell you who it was, but they never did because the record finished. Never mind. A bit of news and information there about what you can actually hear on the radio sometimes on a good day, other than Radio Woodstock, of course, here on 7315 kHz in the 41 metre band. As compiled by our friend, which has just phoned us up, with a bit more news and information. You can hear such stations as Radio Freedom on 6250 kHz on the 48-meter band. Also a new station, Radio Capri International on 6225 kHz, also on the 48-meter band. Empire Radio, a station which closed down earlier in the year, are now back on 7340 kHz on the 41-meter band. They've also been heard, incidentally, on 6235 kHz from time to time with test transmissions, and are believed to be joining the 6235 network very soon. Radio Caroline Shortwave, nothing at all to do with Radio Caroline itself, although they try and make people think that it is. You can find them on 6240 kHz. Another station from Scotland, Weekend Music Radio, are on 7340 kHz, the new network which is emerging on that channel. Radio Nova, not the offshore version that was to be and never was. You can find them on 48-meter band, shortwave, various frequencies. Of course, Radio Utopia are on the air right now on 7350. They phoned us up a bit earlier on to say they'd be on the air. Radio Krypton are on the air most weeks. It's rather a good signal on 6265 kHz. Of course, European Music Radio. Wow. Say hi to Barry Stevens if he's listening. Hi there. They're on 6235 kHz, also on 7325. Radio Free City, yet another Scottish radio station. They're on the 41-meter band from time to time. Radio Julie, the all-girl radio station, run entirely by girls. Wow. You can find them on 6260 kHz in the 48-meter band. Radio Impact, rather an unusual radio station program-wise, but rather a good one at that. They're on 7340 kHz on the 41-meter band. Also, they conduct tests in something like the 20-meter band from time to time as well. Radio Nolan, you can find them on 6290 kHz with a rather powerful 1 kW transmitter from Holland. RCI, not the station which I was involved with until last year when we raided, unfortunately, but another station using those initials. Find them on 6250 kHz. Westside Radio continues on 6280 kHz every week with rather a strong signal. A new station, Hotel Amigo, I believe this comes from Holland, is on 6235 kHz when the 6235 network is closed. Radio Dublin are on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 6317 kHz, rather an unusual channel there for Radio Dublin. And they're on the 48-meter band with rather a strong signal. And you can hear them all around the clock. Another new station, Diamond Radio. They're another channel, or they're another station on the channel 6260 kHz. That's a quick rundown for you there. And other stations which you can hear on the shortwave from time to time. Meanwhile, though, you're tuned to Radio Woodstock, international radio from Scotland, live on 7315. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is 23 Simpson Street, Camelon, Falkirk, and that's in Scotland. Good morning, my name's Mike Johns. I'm here until 11:15, I do believe, when it's Brian McMullen to take you through until close down at 1:30 this afternoon. So, hope you'll stay around for that.